Elementary music teacher friend, you love what you do, but you might feel unappreciated and, in fact, unseen some days. You may even feel like you're on a music teacher island and just want to connect with other music teachers who can relate to both your struggles and wins when it comes to teaching elementary music. I get you and understand completely the feelings you're having. That's why each and every week, the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast will provide you with solo and guest episodes that will help you realize you're not alone in your music teaching journey. Throughout each episode, my goal is for you to be able to walk away with actionable steps and ideas to help you feel like you're ready to take on the new week with whatever challenges may be thrown your way. Hi, I'm your host, Jessica Paresta, and I'm so glad you're here. Whether you're at home, in your car, in the shower, or wherever else you're listening, grab your cup of coffee or whatever other beverage is nearby and listen in to the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast.
I'm William Andreessen, host of Speaking with Students, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome back to the podcast. I am joined today by Star Lutzis, and we are going to talk about the power of sharing your story with your students. And before we do that, I'm going to let her talk a little bit more about who she is and the work she does, and then we'll get into the topic of today. So welcome to the podcast, Star.
Yay, thanks, Jessica. So glad to be here. I love the arts. So when I heard you had a podcast for like music teachers, I thought this was going to be so great. Back in school, my art of choice was photography, and my older sister really loved music. I have a passion for teachers and the work that they do. I'm also a proud auntie, a dog mom, a world traveler, and I'm the CEO of Aligning Purpose Publishing. So I've heard a lot of stories. I've helped a lot of people hit that easy button and become best-selling authors, and then equipping them, you know, with all their marketing and promotion strategies. So, yeah.
That's amazing. And so I love this. When we were talking about the topic, I wanted to tie it in for teachers and the power of telling their story, because I know this is something that teachers, whether they teach music or not, struggle with, is how much do I open up to my students? How much of myself do I share with them? And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. So let's talk about the power of sharing your story and what this means in general, and then what it can mean for a music teacher sharing their story with their students.
Yeah. I think so in general, right. Sharing your story and then how much is very important, because one, who your audience is, right. What parts of your story are you going to share? What I help people do is navigating that, right? First of all, picking out, okay, who your audience. So if we're talking that you're going to share your story to students, well, what is a student going to want to know, right? That's going to be super important. Are they going to want to know how you got a passion for being a music teacher? Are they going to want to know that there are profitable outcomes for them to pursue their music endeavors? And so talking about how that correlates, you know, with you as the music teacher, right? One of my cousins, he has his master's now, but he got his bachelor's in music, was, you know, playing the saxophone, right? Mm-hmm. And that was his passion. And so, you know, these types of stories, teaching these to the students is going to be really impactful, right? Mm-hmm. And then if I could say one more thing for these is another avenue would be sharing your stories with other people, right? Mm-hmm. Because as a music teacher, you have that direct voice into the next generation and how they're living and experiencing life through art, where not everybody realizes that. And they might want to start cutting programs that you have real resources and real stories to share.
You know what? It's so funny how this happens, like the stars align. I literally earlier today had a whole conversation with someone else about advocating for music programs, like music classes that are getting cut, and how do you advocate for your program? And we were kind of talking about the fact that when you first start out as a teacher or as a music teacher, you don't really know the right words, or like, you know, you personally know why music matters, but telling others is kind of difficult. And so I love that you just share that, because it's so ironic. I literally just had that conversation. And so I agree, sharing your story with your students, they need to know who you are as a person, not just this, you know, figure standing in front of them teaching music, but also with others, whether it is family or other teachers in your building or the parents of the students you teach. Advocating for yourself as the music teacher on a personal level, but also advocating for what's going on, sharing the stories of what's going on in your classroom, I think is so important. So I love that you brought that into the conversation.
Yeah. And I know like teachers have so many stories. Like we always, I feel like oftentimes we hear about, you know, as the student grows up, right? You know, our friends will have that one art class, you know, of some kind, right? So for me growing up, I attended the classes I showed up for were English, lunch, and photography, right? Like that was it. So without that art class, I probably would not even have come to school, you know? And my older sister, she was really passionate about music and, you know, tells these stories about, you know, her choir days and all this stuff, you know? And so, you know, we need to hear that teachers are seeing the benefits of these students coming in and how, you know, the impact, you know, people are showing up to these classes, right? You know, people's, their lives are being changed and we need them. We need these art classes.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I think it's so cool too. While you were talking, it made me think students who I had a long time ago, like I can think of one particular one who's in college now. And the last time I taught him was as a fifth grader because I taught elementary, and he messaged me out of the blue and was like, you may not remember me, but, and then I stopped him and I was like, no, I totally remember who you are. And just was saying, hey, because of you, I decided to pursue choir. And then and now he's a football player in college, but he decided he wanted to continue music in one way or another. Now, I don't think it's going to be his career, but just letting me know. And that doesn't happen all the time, but occasionally you have these students reach out and you're just like, oh my gosh, like, I didn't know you paid attention, you know, but you don't know the impact as a teacher you're making on your students' lives. It may not even come out till later. So I love hearing stories from students too. I think that's so cool.
Yeah.
So I would love to talk about when it comes to sharing our story. I mentioned this earlier, but it's hard to know how much of it to share. So how much of our stories, or does it just depend on the situation, but how much of our stories do you suggest we share with, of course, with different audiences?
Right. Yeah. And that is gonna definitely vary, you know? So sometimes what can happen is maybe we want to spend too much time in the dark points of the story. And what that can do is just like almost turn people off a little bit. Right. It might just like upset the nervous system, you know? So if we touch on it, right? We need to know where those like pain points are to help people see where, you know, the light comes in, but in a way that just kind of gets them there and then out. So sharing, like, I would say, you know, we don't need to overshare the pain points, because what really matters is the aspects of freedom, right? So that's going to be where you as a music teacher are seeing the light in your students, you know, and that can show in so many different ways. People can become friends in this class, and because of their different talents, they might not have noticed outside, you know? So there's so much that goes on in a classroom, but just sharing what's necessary, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like what you would share with a kindergarten class won't be the same as what you share with a fifth grade class, because, you know, they're different ages, but also what capacity can they handle in their little brains?
Totally.
And yeah. And the same with middle school and high school students, like you can open up a little bit more, but I agree, like let them in on who you are and like you said, going to the dark places, like I can relate to this struggle you're having, but here's right. where I came out of, or here's how music influenced me, or here's what happened in, right. in my life to get me through that.
Right.
I like that you said that, like, you don't need to sit in that and mm-hmm. just recognizing and identifying like, hey, I can tell you're kind of struggling in this area. And it may not be an overnight fix, but just letting, I think totally. Even just opening that door to share with them, like, I'm not going to go into detail, but I understand and I can relate to your story.
Yeah.
I think that definitely helps students to be able to break down some walls between you and them for them to, oh, she cares. I may not know everything yes. that she went through, but she right. cares about me enough to know, like, just to even acknowledge that she notices me. Yeah.
Right. Right. Yep. Yeah. No, that's cool.
Yeah. So so a teacher that's saying, I don't think I have a story that's impactful enough, or I don't really have anything that would, you know, I would view as connection points with my students. What would you say to that?
That to me sounds interesting, right? Because especially as a music teacher, you know, arguably one of the best teacher jobs, right? You have to have some connectable piece to you, I would argue. And the students, you know, maybe it's an elective, right? Where then they get to choose to be in that class. Or, you know, I can't imagine anybody actually hating music. You know, mm-hmm. you might get some kids. So I think it's just opening up your awareness to what goes on in your day-to-day. Because I bet you have so many stories in a whole day. And then depending on how many years you've been a music teacher, you've gone through so many cycles mm-hmm. That you could have something to, one, share with other new inspiring music teachers, right? Or somebody who maybe wants to, you know, learn how to run a music class. You know what I mean? Like, you have mm-hmm, some aspect of story that you can start and teach on. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one thing is the starting aspect, right? You don't have to have this deep, you know, Janet Jackson story.
Yeah,
right.
Right. Right. Yeah. So there's always a connection point. I think it's sometimes just hard to find them. Like, I mean, I think back to my first year teaching and I thought, how in the world am I going to connect with these students? First of all, we're different ages. I don't know, like, we like different types of music or whatever it would be. And I just would start with just simple, like, I've shared this on this podcast before, but just, let's talk about what we had for dinner last night. And they would look at me like yeah. I was crazy at first, like, what, why are we doing this? But I would just start talking about just random things that didn't even have to do with music, just to right. kind of break down some walls and then to get some conversations going. And it can be as simple as that, in my opinion. Like, that was a story about what I had for dinner. It wasn't super deep. It wasn't yeah. super, but then that was connection points. Cause then they would, of course, like, want to share about their, what they had, or, right. hey, I have a dog. Do you have a dog? Oh, and then we'd get into yeah. stories about that. So can it be that simple of just sharing something, like, lighthearted even to form connection?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Yeah. I mean, that's like, that's the basic, right? Mm-hmm. But I think that, yes, I mean, people are going to want to know even like how to do that, you know, like,
yeah.
you know, breaking it down. So yeah, really it could be as simple a story of just, yes, what, you know, what, how you start your class. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. So I know you work with authors, you've talked about your work, and I know you've probably worked with authors from tons of different niches and backgrounds and all the things. Mm-hmm. And one thing you and I were kind of discussing before the episode, like when we were communicating through email even, was you work with authors who help educators empower at-risk youth. Can you tell me a little bit more about this and even the other types of authors you've worked with as well?
Yeah, no, this is really great. So Tammy Vincent is an author, and she has published two books. So one for the educator and then one for the teen. And so what she helps is oftentimes what can happen. So she was raised by two alcoholic parents. Mm. And so oftentimes what can happen is signs. We can display signs, right? At-risk teens that go unnoticed if people are unaware. Mm-hmm. And she, when she became a teacher, she was able to identify quickly to these signs, right? And not all of them are going to have alcoholic parents, right? But there's different levels of at risk where basically, you know, a student isn't growing emotionally, or they're very tired and, mm-hmm. you know, just it's, you know, you can tell that they're off average, right, of their peers. So I would say, like, connecting with her, I was going to try to get her onto your podcast because she has a really good stories that even music teachers mm-hmm. can really be inspired. Because, like, sometimes, you know, at-risk youth can be such good creators and artists and musicians. We just need that leadership to help us kind of get there. And so I think having her on your podcast would be an inspiration for sure for your audience.
Oh, I will definitely reach out to her. Just give me her contact info. I would love to have her for sure. Yeah. So is there anything about telling our stories to our students or our colleagues or anyone else in our lives as music teachers that maybe we didn't touch on that you would love to share?
I think also just starting to write, right? I know there's a lot of people who want to write a book. And I think as a music teacher, you definitely have a niche that people aren't fully aware of. Mm-hmm. And so if that's a passion of yours, I would say just start writing stories, right? And it could be as simple as what Jessica was saying of, you know, how I start my day, how I start those conversations. And then you're just going to watch yourself and realize you have, you know, such an impactful story to share. So yeah, just get started.
Love that. Before we go, let everybody know where they can connect with you online after this episode.
Yeah. Find me on Instagram. It's IAMSTARR87. So the letter IAMSTARR number 87.
Perfect. Awesome. And we'll include that in the show notes. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I've loved this conversation.
Yes, thank you so much for having me, Jessica. It's been a blast.
Well, hey there. Thank you so much for listening into the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast. There is an exclusive Facebook group just for listeners of this podcast and any elementary music teacher called the Elementary Music Teacher Community Facebook group. Come on over and join us there where we have conversations around the podcast episodes and encourage each other each and every week. And also head to my website, thedomesticmusician.com. I have some free resources there that you can download to help you gain traction in your classroom today, as well as the blog and the membership site and all kinds of other goodies to help you keep going in your music teaching journey. I cannot wait to keep connecting with you and encouraging you and spurring you on in your journey of teaching elementary music. Hang in there, have an amazing week, and I will see you soon.